of itself, it went through and we scheduled things for an event. And the only point was the expense of $100 for some stuff for the event. And it was, I guess, not well received, would you say?
By me?
No. By the person with the purse
dreams. Oh, you mean the person who's known about it, who I ran the idea past months ago, who loved the idea? That person? The one who said, yeah, we should do it this way, and then has known about it for months,
right,
and we've talked about it a bunch of times leading up to today? The one idea that we had that was solid? The one idea that we had that was solid, that you liked the idea, Brett liked it,
sure.
I liked it, he liked it, the program director, everything. And now today, 10 days before, $100 is an issue?
I know.
Today?
And
I just, you know, my issue is I can't hear no anymore.
And the weird thing was he backed it up with saying, well, we already spent, you know, about $4,000 in round numbers on this event. And I'm thinking to myself, well.
You knew.
Wait. Right, you knew, and it's $100.
Right. So I'm like, I'll pay the effing $100. And then the F-bomb started flying. And right from that point on, honestly,
right,
unprofessionally, I completely shut down. I completely shut down because if I would have continued, I was going to have a moment where I jumped across the desk.
We had one of those ready.
It was going to happen again. And I just, I let the meeting end.
Yep. So there we are.
Planted some ideas that we're going to do, which is fine. And then I'm like, I come
we
up here.
We did a whole bunch of other ideas and talking about scheduling and all the things regular meetings should be.
Okay.
And then that was it.
Then it's, now I need to take stock in what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
It only happens here. I only get like that here. I don't get like that.
Oh, that. Yeah, maybe that's true. Yeah,
I don't get like that at home. I don't get like that with family. I don't get like that with my kids. It just doesn't happen.
Mm.
That dude, that word, no.
he's going to say no sometimes.
Because it's like a goddamn reflex. It's like a reflex. No, because it's easy.
Mm.
He's known about it forever.
Yeah, I don't know what that answer is to that. I don't know what I'm saying that.
Forever, we've known about it. It's $100. He's like, well, we spent $400 on beads. Well, what the hell did you spend $400 on beads for?
It's our St. Patrick's Day party, so of course there's going to be green beads and, you know, stuff like that to throw out, like a Mardi Gras feel to it, you know, for people.
Yeah, people leaving that party said, you know what, it was good, but you know what? If they would have had like $100 worth of more of beads, it would have been off the top, off the charts.
Monica, you were going to ask a question? Oh, I thought you were just... I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I wasn't...
Well, listen.
None of this is aimed at you yet, so we're cool.
What do you mean yet? There's nothing that should be aimed at her.
I'm only...
on your side.
I'm trying to get in
She's
a good mood.
She's just here.
I'm trying to get in a good mood.
By firing away at Monica?
I know.
I'm here for you, JP. If you want to call me crazy right now, go for it.
It's just amazing to me. It really is. It's
but
just...
here's the thing. This person that you're talking about, know... Is he, and I can only put this in Ted terms, is he like Ted where he's like oblivious of all your whole thing? Or does he know that he's going to irritate you or that he gets under your skin and then try to avoid it?
Let's just say this. The dynamic between Mike Olivero and the Mike Calta show is dramatically different than the difference, than the situation between Roger and JP and our marketing director. Drastically.
Mike Olivero, though, I mean, we're spoiled rotten with him. Like, he's
right. Mike
really
will never. Mike never leads with no. Mike will lead with, well, how can we?
Mm-hmm. Let me see how we can do that.
And if I had to guess, is that legal?
That's always a good question to have in parentheses, at least after the first question.
Ever.
Always good.
And I just.
Yeah, I mean, we have some really good stuff that goes on with our guy. I mean, there's no question about that. Some of the stuff really goes well. And at times, though, it's probably frustrating. I would say that's accurate. But
I have a lot more, because I'm involved with programming, I have a lot more dealings with him.
Mm.
And when it's not Roger and JP related, no problems.
Mm.
None.
So I'm the problem, apparently.
No, we may have.
You guys talk fine together, and then we get in meetings.
No.
And like
the show, the dynamic between him and the show, and the way, it's almost like, he wants to, and tell me, guys, if I get along with him fine,
you get along with him fine, but these meetings is when he does that. Why is that?
Because I'm gonna tell you, if you, and Brett, I want you in this too, because if you guys see something different, please tell me.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like there's a power trip by trying to keep his thumb down and keep control And like he somehow is above us or can control us or whatever. It's not a team dynamic by any stretch. By any stretch. It's like, well, if I can...
Because at other times, I feel it's totally good like that, you know, team stuff. I mean, and, I mean, think people go through this all the time with managers and with interdepartment stuff at work or whatever. I'm sure there's plenty of that. It might be some of the territory stuff, you know, where it's like my territory. Might be some of that. I mean, a lot of managers do that.
Well, if it's your territory...
It could be that, too.
Then if it's your territory...
But that's not what radio is. Radio isn't your territory.
No.
Radio is we all have to work together in coordination. That's how this business even works.
It is the single biggest gig that we do under the Roger and JP banner a year. This one.
Right.
Thousands of people will be at this event throughout the day.
Right.
And it's the 19th one.
That's what I was just going to say. This should, at this point, just be a well-oiled machine with some tweaks here and there, right?
Yeah, but you know what? You always try to put a fresh coat of paint on it. You always try to put different spin or whatever it is. And we did it 18 other times.
It should be just kind of smooth, actually.
And the other part of this, and Ted and I were talking about it, Special Ted and I were talking about it, too. He worried, like, okay, so there's a band involved, right? And the band, they're like... They're a cover band. They look like Slipknot, but they played Jesse's Girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got the whole...
They got a whole shtick. Nutty on stage. They're pretty fun.
And, like, you know, he comes in and starts telling us how we have to work within their dynamic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm saying to myself, they're working for us.
Right.
You shut up and do what we tell you to do.
Right.
It's very simple. And then take your money and then go home. Yeah. And those guys are excited to be a part of the event. They've been to the event on their own. Like, not... performing, but they've all been to the event. But it's like we're working for him. We got to tell them. It's the weirdest. I don't get it. It's like he wants to. He'll bend over backwards, for lack of a better word, for vendors, you know, or contacts that he's got to work with. But us, it's just Brett. Am I saying it? You're quiet. Am I? You not agree with any of this I'm saying?
Well, the dynamic is, you're right, there is a little bit of a control factor there from
the people
not in this room. But there's also, I think, a lot of the times in these meetings, we get hung up on stuff that can't be controlled and stuff that's happened in the past, and it kind of holds... I realize that at this point things are not going to change no matter how much we want them to. So you have to kind of work with what you have, and to get frustrated about it, you can be upset about it, but to let it consume you the way it's doing and the way it does, not good for anybody, especially yourself.
You feel like it's an unhealthy thing?
Definitely not a healthy thing. Because it's been going on. I've been back 5 years. It's been going on all 5 years. And it's been going on for probably the majority of the time.
That's not
when I wasn't here.
Statement. But let me ask you this.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's good. But you have to work. You have to work with what you know you have.
But let me ask you this. When this issue that triggered everything, and I hate that I had to use the word triggered, but... When it was the one bit that we all knew about, it was the one bit that we had all agreed on,
right,
that we liked the idea, including him, who I developed the idea with.
Mm-hmm.
Today you tell me we don't have a budget for it?
Yeah, it's you know.
It's psychotic!
It's a little frustrating.
Is it classic though?
But here's the deal.
I don't know, Monica.
It's not a little frustrating.
It's like passive aggressive. It's weird.
Because I've gone in and I've just told them I can't hear no anymore.
But you got to hear no.
But I can't.
But you have to accept it.
No, I don't. I have to until the end of this year. And then I don't have to.
No, but that's what Brett's saying.
And that's where I'm at.
But it's not changing.
Yeah. But you got to admit. You got to admit.
I can guarantee you that.
But you got to admit, no matter where you work, if you're working with someone else in another department and you're putting on an event, somebody's going to say no.
Right.
There's never always yes. Ever.
I don't expect always yes.
Right.
But I don't expect always no either.
All right.
And I agree with you. Things definitely could be better as far as the dynamic, as far as instead of just no right away, it's, hey, maybe, how about, if we can't do that, let's try this. There's definitely not as much of that.
There is never a how can we.
Right.
That doesn't exist.
But we also focus a little bit on the past and what's happened in the past, and it doesn't push us forward.
Because the
same things keep happening over and over. It's with this kind of stuff, it's got to be,
so
here's the event we have. How can we make this event work the best that it possibly can be within the budget that we have and without affecting us emotionally?
Here's the thing. If I'm going to manage up, it's going to be way more up than him.
When Calta does a punch out, do they have now, say, each time, it's the same basic idea, it's a Calta punch out, but things change and things are different. Do they have these conflicts, Monica? Like, do you hear about conflicts between people? Do you ever hear that?
No. There's meetings upon meetings. They have them.
Right.
All, you know what I mean? There's a million meetings. I don't know what happens in them because I'm not there, but.
Listen, we're all, anybody.
There's bound to be conflicts. It can happen.
Anybody who's got a name on the marquee.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to shoot for the stars,
right?
We want the biggest, the baddest, the best.
Right.
We want people blown away, telling everybody that's what we want. And then there's reality, and I understand that.
Yep,
I understand that. We're talking about $100.
Is Brett? Is it what you're saying? From what I get, and I can understand this for your own sanity, JP. You're not going to change him. You can only change your reaction to him. Is that
correct?
What you're kind of getting?
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do
you
it.
Have
I,
to
I,
for
I don't.
Your own
I, but
sanity,
I am incapable of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's another story then.
I'm okay.
But what the things that are affecting you are not changing.
No.
They're not changing.
Sucks.
The things that are, again, triggering, the things that are making you upset over and over again are not changing. Those causes are not changing. So you have to figure out the best way to deal with it so it doesn't affect you and it doesn't affect everyone around
you. The best way for me to deal with it is remove myself from the situation.
But the situation, that doesn't matter. You can't remove yourself from these situations because these are situations that you have to be a part of.
I can.
You have to be a part of those meetings. You have to be at this event.
For 9 more months. That's what I have. That's the way I can deal with it.
Right.
I think of it like, it's like dealing with my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I write you off.
That's a little different.
Now you're out.
She's not in the area that you live in every day. You don't have to deal with her every day. These people, you have to deal with every day.
Listen. Yeah.
So you have to
contribute to the success of your career.
For 9 more months.
You have to change the way you...
But then,
I don't care who reads it to what.
But then why do you have to go to the brink of the cliff?
Huh?
Why do you have to deal with it by going to the brink of the cliff? There's a lot of room between here and that edge of the cliff over there. Like, why go right there?
Because it's like Brett says, it's not going to change. It's not going to change. So what do I got to do? I got to go back on medication because this dude's going to...
No.
It's the only time I get like this. We have our, tensions every once in a while doing mornings, but that's creative tension. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
You get it, you move past it, you move on, it's
exactly.
over.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is not creative tension.
The way you feel about the person we're dealing with here is the way I feel about the building manager at my co-op. He's not on premise. I've dealt with him over the years. I've never gotten as upset, shaking, because you cannot talk to this guy in any way, shape, or form. He accuses you of doing stuff. He will talk you down beyond frustrating. And I have not talked to him in 5 years. One, because I don't have to.
Wow.
And I know if I have to, if we have, our yearly co-op meeting, to discuss plans for the year, budget, all that kind of stuff. I have not been to one of these. I used to go every year. I have not been there in 5 years.
Because there's a guy you'd want to strangle.
Because the guy is there.
Right.
You'd love to put your hands around his throat.
So I don't put myself in that situation.
But I don't.
You're in a situation where you have to put yourself with the people that you're dealing with here. So you have to figure out how you are going to deal with this, because I know that my building manager is not going to change how he is. I know that I don't have to put myself in those situations or in those meetings or make a phone call to him. I blocked his number. I blocked his number so that he couldn't call me in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
But
this is day to day.
This is a day to day thing. So that's why I'm saying you have to figure out a way, not only for 9 more months. You have to figure out how you're going to handle tomorrow, the next day. You have to do it literally a day by day thing. On how you have to handle dealing, because it's not changing.
If
the only
we
thing
have
can change
these meetings,
is you.
If we have these meetings, and I stay silent in the meetings,
you have to stay silent.
So if I do, then it's what's JP's problem now?
Sure, because these are meetings that you have to be a part of.
And
so if you're not going to be, silent, then don't come to the meeting.
I tried yesterday.
Yeah, but he can't not come to the meeting.
That's the other story, right? That's the other angle. You can't. You have to be at these meetings,
right?
If you're so worried about the Roger and JP brand, or you're putting your name on an event, then you need to be a part of the meetings and you need to contribute, but realize the room, the audience who you're playing to, so to speak, and I don't mean the audience or the listeners, the audience of the coworkers of the room, and you know how this person reacts and you know how that person is.
Just so you know, Monica, you know, this dude used to go out and have artwork created for T-shirts for an event that says Roger and JP on the marquee, and would never even run the artwork past us.
And we would find out about it
when it was too late, because it's a control thing.
But that's the thing, and it's wrong, and that's not right. And nobody's saying that you don't have a right to be annoyed with this guy, who clearly doesn't care if you're annoyed with him, doesn't try and come meet you halfway, and that sucks too. But just like Brett said, and I completely agree with him, unfortunately, he's not changing. So either you're going to drive yourself insane, or you somehow find a way to adjust it so that you don't get this upset over someone else's actions.
I don't know how.
Like to tolerate it or whatever.
I'll never tolerate it.
Well, because anywhere any of us ever work, or anybody listening ever works, you have to deal with people who drive you crazy. So how do you deal with it? You know, they're there. And that's all there's like no real change to that unless they move on or get fired, or you move on or get fired. I mean, it's just people you work with. It's like you said, like family members. I mean, it's just, they're part of your work family. So how do you fix that? And sometimes he's great. I mean, sometimes he's great. Most times he's easy to work with. And sometimes he's really frustrating. And this is just one of those times. And,
it's always one of those times.
But it's also anyone, anywhere. Mm-hmm. If you went somewhere else, things that work well here.
That's what I'm saying.
Could be horrific over there. And the things that are horrific here are great. It's just flip a coin and,
Do either one of you
face the assault charges?
Right.
And have to get violent. Does Brett or Roger ever have that much of a conflict with him in meetings or in just the
I would
station?
Say no. I would say no. But we don't also bat. I mean, these guys have much more alone time. Like the two of them talk together all the time and work cooperatively on different things on the side, And we don't have the same relationship with him that he does with JP, so it's a different thing. But Chowderhead on Bone TV Chat says it's stuff that's out of your control that's getting to you, and he says I've been there a million times, but it makes it worse for yourself, like dwelling on it. I guess he means. But that's kind of what happens when this stuff gets to you, is you do dwell on it. Like, how can I make this go away or make it better?
10 days before the event, 10 days before the event, you decide $100 is too much.
But you're not wrong, but it's also the way it is. You know what I mean? That's just, you're going to have to, it sucks, but you're going to have to move past it, I guess?
I don't understand why that $100 is.
That's a big thing for you just in life is moving past it.
Negotiate the band down $100. I don't know.
Right.
Something.
Right.
There must be somewhere else in there for that. But
I developed the idea with him.
Right.
Months ago. For this event.
In one of those casual sitting around things when there was no tension, right?
Hey,
what do you think of this idea?
I had heard a comedian write a bit, something about, or I saw a meme, I forgot what it was, where you're stepping on a Lego. Anybody who's got kids has probably stepped on a Lego in the middle of the night when they're walking to the refrigerator or to the bathroom or whatever it is. And it's like Lego by day, and it was a picture of like a harmless Lego, and Lego by night, and it had an evil face with spikes and knives sticking out of it and everything else.
Exactly.
And then the idea was almost like a walk of fire, but you had a blindfold to walk across the Legos.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. And listen, this is a drunk St. Patrick's Day thing.
Right. Physically, it'll be pretty entertaining on the stage in front of all these people.
And I came up with the idea, and he's like, yeah, we should do it this way. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Now, all of a sudden today, we don't have money for Legos.
Right. We need $100 worth of Legos, like 5,000 pieces to throw on a stage in a walk of, like you said, fire over Lego.
But sounds ridiculous. I get it.
Well, I don't know if we could do $100.
Really? I get it. So today we find out. The gig's next week.
Yeah, why don't we? Yeah. I don't know. That was a surprise.
Brooklyn Mike, what's up, man? Oh, we got a break. Jesus. Sorry.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, my brother. How you doing today?
I'm great.
Man?
I'm awesome. My chest is going to explode, but I'm fantastic.
Okay, listen to me. Roger, I love you, and JP, I love you guys, too. But I want to tell you something, JP. Brother, you have to take a step back, man, because, I am a very aggressive personality individual, and what rubs me the wrong way, normal people would say, I'm psychotic. But can I tell you one thing? You are borderline psychotic.
Yeah. You think he's just like you, Brooklyn Mike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know why? I mean, the reason why I say it is that, you know, you're like me. You take everything to heart. It doesn't matter how it plays out. It's what you think and how you think. But let me tell you something, JP. There's people that rule this world, and they will not allow you to do that. You know what they're called? Your wife, your daughter, and your friends.
Right, but what I'm saying to you, Mike, I get it, but it's not happening anywhere else. It's not happening anywhere else in my life.
I know, but what I'm trying to tell you, brother, is that I feel your pain, and, you know, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow morning and take a bunch of Valium, because you just made me just want to take Valium.
So you understand the feeling.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. I dig it. I got it. But you got to chill out, my brother, because, I mean, how old are you now?
47.
47. You're not going to make 52.
You are a ray of sunshine. Yeah. God, I love it when
but
you call.
I mean.
Listen, you better kiss 52 goodbye and say, you know what? Let me change this nonsense, and hopefully I get to 51.
I'll tell you this. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your...
I love you guys.
You know, there is definitely a percentage of you that... I mean, maybe it's not in your makeup. Like Mike is saying, and not in his makeup, to let stuff roll off and put stuff to the side, because life is too short. It's just...
It's like
when you look back on this in a year, you're like, it's just not even worth it. I think that's the point I've gotten to Brett's point about it's not really changing. I try to work around it, make the meeting as short as possible, make the event as good and as possible for the listeners and for what we do, and not spend too much time on it and keep going forward, because the part we love to do is separate from that. And
I understand what you're saying.
You do take it so to heart.
We just had this conversation the other day after the Bone Show. I think it was, I don't know, was it Monday or Tuesday, Brett? And when I turned to these guys, I'm like, we will never have another gig as good as this gig, the Bone gig.
Aww.
And the reason is the amount of fun we have for 3 hours, A.
That's one, yeah.
But B, nobody bothers us.
Brendan.
We barely even talk to him. That's it.
I know.
Nobody bugs us.
But does he still work there? Is he still?
I heard he got promoted.
He got a little promotion. Yeah, he's definitely
heard
here.
From him.
Yeah, we're probably going to hear from him even less. Like, it's a dream when you get to just when you deliver and you get to just go in and do your job.
Yeah.
And we understand we're doing middays here. You know, we're not the pressure of mornings isn't on us here.
Yeah, mornings, afternoons is different.
That's a big event you're talking about. Like how, except for when you guys come down and you guys deal with, you know, the details of all of that, you don't have to sit in a meeting, you know, going over big, huge gigs with John Brennan either.
Right. We don't have a lot of day to day either. We have hardly any day to day.
Because 9 times out of 10, when we come down there, it's to support a Calta gig. You know, so we're there for support. And, you know, the pressure's on Mike and those guys to deliver on their end. You know, they know what they're doing. We just go down there to support. This, you know, up here, we're mornings. The pressure's on us. And I want it to be great. I want people leaving anything that has Roger and JP name on it feeling like $1 million, and they can't wait to go tell 10 of their friends.
That's been our goal for 20 years. And
you know,
the life of the show is every day on the air with the content. That's the goal, is to feel good when you listen to the show and, like, just smile. You don't even have to belly laugh. Just got a grin, laugh, and tune in again the next day. And then the events, same idea. Have a great time. You're like, I like those guys.
That's good. You know,
that's almost like, a mediocre show here. Like, we want people to really like what we do. And, you know,
I guarantee you, when, you know, Calta's goal, you know, make no mistake about it. Come punch out day, he's a little nervous because he wants it to be great.
Yeah, always.
And he's got a high bar, and he's got expectations for everybody around him.
That's right.
And he's got a strong team, and his team meets his expectations, if not exceeds them. And people leave that punch out, and they can't wait to go to the next one.
Yep.
Or whatever the gig is.
Yep.
You know, and we have the same thing here. But I don't think we have the same support system that he's got. And that drives me crazy.
Right.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Brett?
Sure. But again, and not
it
changing.
Is what it is.
Not changing.
Right. So how do we work around it and keep
like
ourselves happy?
The reason because then if you do let him, it's like he's getting away with it. And I understand that mentality, but that's just your hurdle that you have to jump.
Yep. That's pretty much it.
It's the Italian in me. There's a respect thing. Oh, no, I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. It's genetic. I'm not joking. I am my father's son. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
when
you
feel
your father.
Like, when you feel like someone is disrespecting you.
Yeah. I don't see it as disrespect. I don't see it as disrespect. I see it as a personality flaw on his side. It's not a personal disrespect to us. I think he does that in other meetings with other people. It's not unique to us.
Oh, I know he does.
Mm-hmm. So but, it's not unique to
us. But they'll choose to just let him do what he does. I'm mm-hmm. not doing it. It's the same exact thing with me.
Yeah, but look at the result.
He's my mother-in-law.
Yeah. Here we are. I mean, it's just part of work. And that's how I just look at it. I'm like, you know what?
Over Legos.
I know.
We're talking about Lego. We're talking about practice. We're talking about
that's
Legos.
Just a that's just a symbol of the problem. Legos when you step on them. That's a symbol of the problem.
I just want to get a bag of Legos and swing it at his face.
Was that any sort of bloodletting?
No. If I didn't have to go to the... I'm telling you, yeah. If I didn't have to go to the gym today, I'm halfway through a bottle. Or on my way to it.
Might need to address that, too.
The gym or the alcohol?
Probably the alcohol.
That's good you have the gym.
I don't
That's
turn
a good
to
thing.
The alcohol that yeah. often.
All right, Roger, JP. Yeah. Work stuff, right? You have it at work. As Chowderheads say, gotta let it go sometimes. It sucks, but you gotta let it go. It's a lot.